Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, this is your host, Roscoe, my co-host, the producer today.
Hey.
And producer.
Yeah?
What'd you think of Kenobi these last few episodes?
The last few episodes, let's talk about this season.
The season, yeah. How do you feel about Kenobi, Obi-Wan? I said that backwards for some reason, like he's a damn anime character. Kenobi Obi-Wan. Anyway, like him not wanting to use the Force or his lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Kingu from the Eternals is there.
But he doesn't want to use the Force because it kind of
lets Anakin home in on him.
Yeah, it lets Darth Vader. He's no longer Anakin. Darth Vader know where he is, because Darth Vader can sense it very easily. And so he doesn't use that. He doesn't use the Force. I'm not sure why he doesn't use the lightsaber. He can still use that.
I mean,
because other people are using them.
I mean, yeah, but a town full of Inquisitors, they'd be like, hey, that's a Jedi over there using his lightsaber. Let's get him.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably spies all around.
Exactly. Someone's bound to snitch.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so it makes sense for him not to want to use it. For him to say, okay, all the Jedi are dead, and or at least to kind of have that mentality. It makes sense for him not to want to showcase his power.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go cut up this meat for this crab, take something with me.
Yeah.
Go home, live in my cave.
Yeah.
Get some parts, send some as a birthday present to Luke, get rejected.
Check in on Leia, see how things are going there.
Oh, she got kidnapped. God damn.
Shit, now I got to go save her.
Ah, damn.
Now it makes sense. You know what I kept thinking about? It makes sense that she would go through R2 and say,
help me,
Obi-Wan, you're my only hope. Like, it kind of makes sense, right?
Because
like,
he saved her before.
Yeah, and I'm sure this is probably not the last time he's gonna save her in this series of shows. I'm sure it's gonna be like a Leia type saving her every season, probably.
I mean, episodes 3, 4, and 5 episodes 3, 4, and 5 is just like literally R2 hologram, help me.
Yeah, and the little robot that she had with her.
Betrayed!
It kind of looks like the top of R2, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Kind of looks like the very top of R2 is that little piece. I wonder if that kind of... Well, no, R2 is already built at this point, right? Because Anakin built R2 and 3.
Yes.
Okay, so R2 is already built. Okay. I wonder if she has that skill from Anakin and can build little robots and things.
You know?
Did she build that thing?
I mean, that little floating one? Yeah, maybe. I mean, we hadn't seen it in any other thing. This is the first time we've seen that robot.
Yeah, and it favors R2.
It does. So, I mean, Luke definitely had an affinity for robotics.
That's true. He had a robotic arm.
I mean,
arm.
He literally has a whole-ass arm. That was probably built by
his father. He didn't know it.
Ooh.
Made by Empire.
Ka-chom.
If he looked at the label, it said made by the Empire.
Oh my God. No. Made in Tatooine. Not to be confused with Taiwan. Oh God. We're going to hell. Anyway, but no, yeah, I would say Luke and Leia definitely have an affinity for robotics and the Force.
Of course, the Force.
You know, why did that rhyme? Bars. She told me come over. I said, of course, you can only come over if you use the Force. Bars.
Let's stick to podcasting.
Anyway, look. This podcast was leading up to my mixtape. You didn't know it yet. So we think Leia's gonna get re-kidnapped.
I think it definitely happens at
episode 3.
Yeah, I think she becomes like the focus of most villains.
The Empire series. And the Rebels. I mean, clearly, as far as 7, 8, and 9 go.
So wait, I have a question for
you. Yes.
Maybe it's not related, maybe it's kind of related to the series.
Ask my young Padawan.
Okay. Anakin, Darth Vader, let's say Darth Vader, he knows about Luke. Does he know about Leia?
We don't. Well, as far as Kenobi has showed us, we don't know if he.
Does he ever know, I wonder?
I mean, Luke, Obi-Wan went to Luke, and then Luke came back, and his house is on fire. So, at some point, the Empire finds out about Luke.
Yeah, Darth Vader knew Luke was his son because he says it. Like, that's the most iconic scene of Star Wars.
Right.
But he never talks to Leia.
Yeah, I feel like
know Leia was his daughter.
I feel like Leia. I mean, at this point, Vader has to have some kind of inkling on Leia, simply because the third sister kidnapped her.
Yeah,
you know, and the Grand Inquisitor hunting down Obi-Wan,
and he can feel the Force, so he knows that she has something with her.
Something, you know.
I wonder if the Force is like as unique as a fingerprint, to where like you know
who's using the Force.
Yeah, whose Force is that? It has to be, right, because he knew that Obi-Wan was there,
right,
and he knew exactly where he was. Like, yep. It has to be like a unique.
All right, Force. He's on the street somewhere. Let me crack this kid's neck.
Yeah, who tries to save me from killing his parents?
God,
as I drag them down the street with me.
God. I was like, hey, yo, Vader, hold on, bro.
Do I have to say it? Darth Vader is my favorite character on this series.
Yeah, just like Homelander? I gotcha.
I don't know about Homelander. Who is my favorite character from that show?
From The Boys?
Yeah, from The Boys. I don't know.
Butcher.
Maybe Butcher.
It's Butcher for you. Maybe I can
Butcher.
Tell.
Yeah, it's probably Butcher.
Standing up for what's right, but also being corrupted as you're fighting for what you think is right.
Yeah,
that's your Butcher. Favorite character. I already know.
I like when the evil villain has a reason to be evil.
But Homelander doesn't have a damn reason. Butcher has a reason.
Butcher has a reason. Homelander is just like a test tube baby going wrong. Literally.
You're not wrong. Back to Vader.
Okay, back to Vader. Vader has reason to be crazy and want to kill Obi-Wan.
Yeah, he chopped him in half and left him on.
Left me laying beside lava, was like slowly creeping toward me. Like,
hey.
Either kill me quickly or don't kill me at all.
Obi-Wan definitely let him suffer.
Yeah.
He could have walked down from the high ground.
And just kicked him into the lava, let it be
no,
over.
No. I feel like it's even worse. Just take the lightsaber through the head.
Either way, make it quick. Don't have me like I can feel the heat kind of creeping up on me.
Like burning my nerve endings.
Yeah, I have no legs, no arms.
Palpatine had to come save me. The damn Sith Lord had to come save him.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
The Sith Lord showed more mercy than Obi-Wan.
Now that says something.
It does.
Which is why I can see why Darth Vader goes and breaks the kid's neck in his pursuit of Obi-Wan.
And, you know, killing younglings before the Vaderism.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it.
Before the Vaderism. Okay.
Yeah. Most people get baptized. They get dumped in water. Anakin got dumped in lava.
Rise, my child. You have been made anew.
You be now known as Darth Vader. Where's R2? What, the droid?
And now I sound like a fat black guy.
I don't know where that droid is. Don't you want to know about Padme? I don't care about Padme. Where's R2? I love that droid. Oh my goodness. But yes. So yes, the fact that Palpatine showed more mercy than Obi-Wan, that might, you know, definitely stem out some hatred.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Where do we see this story going? Clearly Darth Vader is close on Obi-Wan's trail at this point.
Oh yeah. So I mean, and we know from future movies from years ago, you know, time isn't real. that Obi-Wan clearly survives this whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Vader clearly survives this whole ordeal. Palpatine, Leia, Luke, not Uncle Ben.
it's over for Uncle Ben.
Oh shit. he was drinking his blue milk and then the Empire.
Was Spider-Man's Uncle Ben also?
Oh my god. If your name is Ben in any series, you just get fucked up. I don't care.
Sorry, Uncle Ben.
Damn. Zatarans. What? I mean, anyway. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyone named Ben, your days are numbered. Sorry. So this is after the Clone Wars,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, Anakin is full Vader mode at this point.
Yeah.
Yoda is still alive at this point. Because Yoda has to train Luke.
He has to train Luke.
So maybe we'll see some Yoda action. Maybe we'll get some Mace Windu action.
Ah.
Some Ahsoka action. Boba Fett is still alive.
But Boba Fett is like a teenager maybe at this point. Because he's a little older than Luke. When Luke is like a teenager.
Padawan. Training with
like
Yoda.
His young, yeah, around yeah. that age.
Eventually,
Boba Fett is maybe in his 30s when Luke is in his
late
teens.
And he's looking for revenge against Mace Windu.
Yeah.
Mace Windu totally chopped Jango Fett's head clean off.
Yeah.
With flourish.
I wonder if we see Boba Fett and the Mandalorian.
In Obi-Wan. With Ahsoka and Grogu. Well, no, Grogu wouldn't exist yet. Ahsoka is definitely in there at this point. Well, maybe Grogu's alive, but he's definitely not like at the point where we saw him.
Yeah, he's still, even though he's probably at 30 at this point.
Yeah,
he's still a infant in the build of Yoda.
In the build of Yoda and everything, but I mean, Yoda and Grogu, we know, are two different people at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, okay, so where are they going to bring Grogu in at?
Grogu, is he? I mean, he's going to stay with Mandalorian, clearly.
Yeah, he left Luke. Old, like, adult Luke. Killing Palpatine, quote-unquote killing Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding out that Vader was his father. Like, we're at that Luke right now.
Yeah.
So... But it was not the Luke that trained Kylo Ren yet. So, Star Wars needs to redo this whole thing and release a timeline. Like, just release the shit in order.
I feel like that's the beauty of Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to give you this piece. I'm going to give you that piece. And I'm going to give you 50 years down the line that piece. Now you piece it together.
So, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Star Wars is Pulp Fiction.
Star Wars is Pulp Fiction.
And Samuel Jackson was there. God damn.
Both of them.
Oh, man. Just throw John Travolta in at some point. John Travolta is the next Sith Lord. You had Palpatine. You had Kylo Ren. You had Vader. Time for John Travolta. And he's just a Sith Lord doing the Uma Thurman dance. God. I feel like John Travolta in the Star Wars universe would be a damn menace, though.
What role would he play?
Oh no, but his hair would be slicked back. He'd be wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Red lightsaber. Just dancing on his foes.
So he would be a villain.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Definitely. They were half the brain John Travolta in as a villain.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have a good guy face.
No, no. And his also face looks like. And also, you know, he got shot by Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is totally a Jedi.
Yeah, Bruce Willis is a Jedi. Yeah.
Bald head, green lightsaber.
To
he's
himself,
in there.
Himself, not really social. Because yeah. Most Jedis aren't like the light of the party.
No.
The life of the party.
Except they're Ahsoka. More. Except Ahsoka.
Okay. Okay. But any other one is like, we sit back in the corner. You don't know we exist, but we know.
But we know.
We give a special head nod to each other.
That's Bruce Willis. So, yeah. Oh, man.
But Bruce Willis is no longer acting. You see that?
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, he retired. Retired.
I need
the Bruce.
I needed one more Die Hard. I needed one more. Or he plays Dom Toretto's father in Fast and Furious 11.
Mm.
Yes. And then he retires.
I can see that.
Yes. With The Rock. John Cena.
The Rock's no longer in it, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Him and Jason Statham did that one movie, and then The Rock was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. No one liked that The Rock joined the crew. Did you see that? Because he took over the movie at that point. It became The Rock's. The Rock presents Too Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. The Rock presents. Presented by 2K. 2K Gaming.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's in the game. But yeah, anything else on Kenobi? You got?
No, I think we summed it up. I think Kenobi survives. Darth Vader survives.
Okay.
Leia
one
survives.
One more question.
Yeah,
one more
ahead.
Question. Speaking of surviving,
mm-hmm.
Do you think Qui-Gon Jinn is pissed off that everybody keeps getting stabbed by a lightsaber and surviving?
Probably.
Because he got stabbed by Darth Maul.
Uh huh.
Fell down the pit.
Yeah.
Darth Maul got slashed in half.
Yeah.
Fell down the pit.
Yeah.
He's alive in Clone Wars and Rogue One. Solo. We saw Darth Maul still alive in Solo. That was the most recent.
Yes.
And in Clone Wars. And then the third sister stabbed the Inquisitor. And then the most recent episode, he was like, hey, girl, I was alive. Lord Vader knew. Bye. You know? So I feel like Liam Neeson is pretty pissed off at this point. Like, damn, all these people getting stabbed, they coming back to life. Where's my turn? I'm a ghost. I'm a force ghost.
And at some point they should know, stop stabbing and just completely swipe
down the middle.
Head. Yeah, cut their head off. Do something. A stab is not enough.
Clearly.
It's not enough.
You had, like, Dooku didn't come back. Guess what happened to him? His head got chopped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
General Grievous didn't come back. Guess what? Horizontal straight up the middle.
Yeah. I mean, how did they even kill Darth Vader?
Sorry, vertical straight up the middle. What?
How did they kill Darth Vader?
Threw him down a pit.
Broke his neck,
threw him down a pit.
You got to get the head. You got to disconnect the head from the shoulder.
Like Thanos said, aim for the head. And we see how that turned out. They had to fight that motherfucker through time. All because it didn't go for the head.
And you gotta go for the head.
I swear to
What movie was it? Zoolander? Not Zoolander. Zombieland.
Double tap.
Gotta double tap.
So then.
Mm-hmm.
Anime news. Yo.
All right.
What?
No, you know anime. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. That's the sound effect for anime. Going forward. I'll just edit that and put it in going forward. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, cool. So, anime news. Anime. All the time. So, not really anime because it was made in America. But, I mean, it's animated, so fuck it. Here we go. So, we're getting 3 Avatar The Last Airbender movies.
What?
Yes.
Are they going to be animated movies, or is it going to be like a reenaction? Like,
so, there is a live action coming to Netflix that's not made by M. Night Shyamalan-Malekum, which no one cared about, and no one should go watch it. Please, in fact, ignore the fact that I'm talking about M. Night Shyamalan-Malekum. Don't watch it. But anyway, so... We are getting three movies from the Nickelodeon movie team.
Thank you.
And animated.
Ing and not ung.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So, movie one, we're getting to see Avatar Kyoshi, her origin story, her movie, and she, she is everybody's, like, fan favorite as far as past Avatars go. She was
the earthbender, right?
She was the earthbender who did not give a fuck. She was like, oh, you trying to separate me from my land? She airbended a whole continent away.
Mm-hmm.
And then killed a tyrant. Like, she felt no remorse for it. Like, there was one episode, season two, when Aang was trying to learn earthbending. And he was like, all right, maybe if I put on the makeup, put on the garb, I can channel her.
Yeah.
To prove his innocence for a crime that he supposedly did. And then she showed up and she was like, yeah, I killed him, and I hope he burns in hell.
like a Time to Kill?
Kyoshi was the Samuel Jackson of the Avatars. Yes. Yes. Hands down. And so we're getting to see her origin story and how she rose through her triumph and her death eventually. Okay. Her eventual death.
Yeah. Not her demise, though, right? She just
not her
died.
Demise. Okay, Kyoshi died of old age peacefully.
Okay.
She is one of the few avatars that did that.
Really?
Most avatars die at a young age.
Wow. Why is that? Because most kings get their
wars, kingdoms, people fighting for power.
Okay.
You know? Other than the first avatar, the very first avatar died of the old age, but he died in battle. Avatar Roku, which was Aang's predecessor? It was Roku and then Aang.
Okay.
And then Roku died of old age in battle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
who killed him?
His best friend. Zuko's granddaddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, Roku got killed by his best friend, who was Zuko's granddad type deal. But, yeah, so, but Kyoshi.
We get Kyoshi, then we get.
Aang? Movie? Then we get some more Aang. We get Aang, we get Toph, we get Katara.
Oh.
We get Katara's brother, whose name Zuko.
Yeah.
We get
Zuko.
Not Zuko.
Zuko was the firebender.
Oh, we do get Zuko.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh my God. Sokka.
Yeah.
We get Sokka. We get to see them after, like, we get to see what happens after Aang beat Fire Lord Ozai.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see, like, how, like, the cities came to be, like their movement and technology. The little bit of stuff they had to do leading up to Korra, like, we get to see, like, adult Aang.
Mm.
We get to see them, like, raise their continents and, like, just establish a new world order.
So we get to see after the battle with him and the Fire Nation.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That movie's coming.
Because he was taking away people's power in that movie.
That was Korra. Aang definitely took Ozai's power away. And then Korra in season one, there was this bloodbender that we found a way to take.
I thought that was so cool.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Like, Korra started off with a bang. I was like, this motherfucker is taking people's bending away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, rise, humans, yada, yada, yada. I can help you. He was on some Killmonger shit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, they got powers and we don't? Nah, screw them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he was on some Homelander stuff. I'm trying to control the benders from the inside.
That kind of goes hand in hand.
Because he was, I mean, bloodbending is an advanced form of waterbending.
Right.
Kind of like lightning to fire.
It's not really that advanced. Your blood is just water, pretty much. It's not really that advanced.
That being said, you don't want to fight a bloodbender on a full moon.
I would never. I feel like they are the most powerful.
Waterbenders?
Benders, yeah.
Waterbenders? Most powerful.
Most powerful. Easily.
Easily?
Easily.
Not earthbenders? Did you not see Magneto? Did you not see Magneto pull some iron out of a dude's body, though?
It's water in the air. There's metal everywhere in the air.
I'm speaking into a mic right now. I can just use this and stab you with it.
Okay, if we're in the forest.
Okay.
You have the ground.
Earth.
I have the water in the trees, the water in the leaves, the water in the grass, the water in your body. Maybe there's a river somewhere. I have all of that. The water beneath the ground. I have all of that to my exposure. I can do whatever I want.
Damn. I mean, it would take some pretty advanced water bending to like pull water out of those things.
I don't know if it takes more water bending skill as much as it does awareness. I think it's just awareness. Are you aware that it's water in the trunk of the tree? Like, are you aware that you can use the sweat off of somebody's skin and turn it into glass type of substance on
ice,
your body?
Ice.
Or ice. Yeah. You can turn it into something that can easily cut them if they move the slightest bit. When you really think about it, water bending is the shit. But then
guess what? Guess what's constantly thrown through your body? Oxygen. Airbenders.
That's true. That is true.
Because in Korra, season 3, Zaheer, he literally sucked the air out of the Earth Queen's body and let her suffocate.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what's more powerful now? Exactly.
All right. Okay. All right. I get it. I get your point.
And what's water mostly made out of?
H2O.
1O, though. 1O, though.
But it's 2O.
But it's 2O? Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's 1H and 2Os.
Yeah. Somewhere around. Yeah. Chemists, reach out to us. Let us know in the comments.
Leave it in the comments.
But I'm just saying, airbending, like, there's air everywhere. There's air in this couch cushion right now.
Yeah, but there's also water in the air right now.
But there's air in the air. Motherfucker.
All right, maybe those two are like a stalemate.
Stalemate.
Fire is the weakest.
Oh, most definitely.
But they're the most fierce because they're the most aggressive.
They are the most aggressive and the most, like, destructive. Like, you can't be calm and be a firebender.
Yeah, you can't have sympathy for others and be a firebender. I feel like you have to be willing to burn everything and show people that, no, I will burn everything down to kind of get people in line, because no other bender is on that level.
Yeah.
Airbenders, waterbenders, earthbenders.
There's a calmness about those. Like,
almost to use their bending, you have to first center yourself and be calm.
Exactly.
Firebender is the opposite.
Yeah, it's just like, rage.
Be pissed.
Be angry. You got it. You want that thing on fire right there? Focus on it. Be mad at it. It is now on fire. There you go.
That's firebending. Everything else is more like,
but then,
relax,
but like,
feel it flow through you.
But then there's the form of firebending, the lightning bending.
Uh-huh.
You had to be calm to use that. You had to be like cool, calm.
Yeah,
like,
because it can
Uncle Iroh.
If you don't know how to channel it.
Yeah, Uncle Iroh was like, yeah, this is very dangerous. I'm gonna show you how to channel lightning. But if you're not calm, you might shock your heart and kill yourself type deal.
Yeah.
And Zuko became a very accomplished lightning bender.
Yeah, because honestly, he was a lot calmer than most.
Yeah. I mean let's Zuko's redemption arc, though. I gotta find and kill the Avatar to regain my honor for my family. You know what? I don't care about my family. You know what? This is a really cool group of people. I'm gonna gang up with them. You know what? Let's kill my family.
He's more Jaime Lannister than anybody.
Except he didn't go back.
He didn't go back. But outside of not going back, he's the Jaime Lannister story.
Yeah. Like hands down, like top five redemption arcs.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. Because he ended up training Aang.
And he taught yeah, with the fire bending, with the lightning, redirect lightning type.
Aang learned that? I don't remember Aang learning that.
Aang totally redirected lightning when he was fighting Fire Lord Ozai.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because that was a tough fight.
Okay. After the Aang movie, what do we get?
Then we get to see some more Korra movies.
Oh,
and
okay.
Not everybody is as excited about Korra, but rumor being, okay, here, I'm going to say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compare Aang versus Korra. You cannot. Reason being, Aang was trying to be too peaceful when the time needed a warrior. Korra was trying to be a warrior when it was time for peace. So you really, like, the parallels between the two,
mm-hmm.
like, they're both just as powerful at the end of the day. Like, yeah, Korra had more rage,
mm-hmm.
but Aang had more peace and could just flow with everything. But eventually, they both overpowered the opposition.
In their own way, right?
In their own way.
Yeah.
You know, so really there's no comparing the two. Like, every single Avatar is as powerful as their predecessor.
But do you think that Aang was necessary in his approach, even though you're saying he was more like a... He
didn't want to make the big sacrifices.
He was less warrior and more diplomat, yes. right? Do you think that kind of ushered in Korra's
It ushered in a time for rage when the world was already at peace.
So the world was at peace because Aang was a person who tried to search for peace as opposed to war, right?
Right.
Okay, so now he brought in that environment. Do you think Korra brings in the war because she has more of a war mentality?
But, I mean, at times of peace, things got overlooked eventually.
What do you mean?
And what do you mean? there were bloodbenders starting revolutions.
yeah.
There were people releasing spirits from the soul realm that were like evil spirits that were just like, yeah, this looks nice. Let's take over real quick. Like, it got too peaceful. People got too complacent.
Mm.
And Korra was the only woke one.
Ah, okay.
You know?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
And that's why she got in so much trouble, because she's like, no, this is fucked up. We need to do something about the Korra. You're overreacting. Am I? And then 3 episodes later, a building exploded from terrorists, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You know? So, like I said, there was a diplomat in a time of war for Aang, and then there was a warrior in a time of peace. Quote unquote peace.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, my cat Moonshine is approaching the producer and he is very uncomfortable.
I don't like cats.
She's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, sure. But it's no way of knowing because you can't really read a cat.
She's just going to walk around. She's gonna literally come over to my foot and be like, hey, can I get some food? And then I'm going to give her some food and then she's going to walk away.
Okay. All right, what else do we have in the news so we can get this out of the way so this cat can get on out of here? All right, so you have a DBZ movie.
Yes, so the new DBZ movie has come out. Is it a continuation from 2018's Dragon Ball Super movie that they did? Broly is now training with Goku, Vegeta, Beerus, and Whis.
Isn't he well past Goku, Vegeta, and whoever else?
Okay, so they're just like, hey, you're way stronger than us, but we need you to not go berserk. And that's, you know, because we all live on this planet.
Yeah. Didn't Broly keep his tail?
Broly does still have his tail. Yes.
They have to cut that off.
No.
That's what calms him down.
Okay, well, they're letting them keep it.
Okay.
As a true Saiyan. Kakarot. Vegeta's the one wearing the dashiki.
He doesn't have his tail.
I mean, he got cut off.
Yeah, Cut Broly.
Yeah, yeah. Now he in the house cooking for Calvin Candy.
Exactly.
But no, they're like Broly still has his tail. That and the other. But so some screenshots of Broly and them all training together peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
But so essentially the main plot of the movie is like somebody comes and kidnaps Pan, which mm-hmm. is Gohan's and Videl's daughter.
Okay.
We saw Pan briefly in GT and in Dragon Ball Super, but we don't talk about GT. But yeah. Anyway,
Just like Bruno.
We don't talk about him. But a few villains come back. The most notable one that comes back, Cell, is coming back. Cell is coming back.
But Cell was just a Cell was just a combination of a bunch of different
androids. So they start off with the Red Ribbon Army. Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Gero is back somehow. He's Dr. Zola, just a robot in a screen,
mm-hmm.
Marvel style. Just I have connected myself to a computer. And he rebuilt a Cell, uh-huh. like a Plan B, way more violent Cell.
Okay.
Piccolo gets a new form and goes toe-to-toe with Cell. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially, Gohan, Goku, Vegeta, Beerus, Whis, Broly are off-planet. So it's literally up to Piccolo and Gohan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's really up to Gohan. Let's be honest. Piccolo
gets a new form. He absorbs some random Namekians. Golden Piccolo.
Did they consent to his absorption?
he commits the absorption.
Did they consent to it? Did they say, no, it's okay, you can go ahead and
absorb me? I mean, they got killed by Red Ribbon Army, and then mm-hmm. Piccolo was like, all right, my brother, I'll take you. And so he got a new form, and then starts going toe-to-toe with the new Cell.
Okay.
Now, remember, back in the day, in the Cell games, Cell crushed Android 16's head, the guy with the mohawk,
mm-hmm.
and Gohan and Android 16 were kind of friends. And so when that happened, Gohan was able to go Super Saiyan 2 and beat the hell out of the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Piccolo gets killed. And Gohan gets a new form. His hair is silver. His eyes are red.
Oh.
We have not seen this before.
Oh, wow.
And he starts handing it to Cell.
We knew that was coming.
We've seen it before.
Yeah.
You make Gohan, you kill one of Gohan's friends. He gets
goes
a new,
to a whole nother level.
Exactly.
He's almost like Vegeta in that way.
A little bit. And Goku needs to get a paternity test.
And
honestly, so does Vegeta, because when Trunks goes Super Saiyan, he looks like Broly. Oddly enough. Turns out it was Yamcha all along. But no. So Gohan gets a new move with his new form.
Mm-hmm.
He commits the ultimate Kamehameha special beam cannon, is what they're calling it.
Oh, okay.
And which is so sweet, because special beam cannon, Piccolo did it first, and now Gohan's using the special beam cannon. I'm just like, bro, that's you know who your dad is, Gohan. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, my brother. Father's Day and Juneteenth. Damn. Oh man. So yeah, I'm gonna try to see the full movie.
Do they have a date?
It's already out.
Oh, it's already out.
It's already
out.
Where
did I see this?
And I just haven't had time to go see it yet.
It's in the theaters, or is it like streaming somewhere?
It's in theaters.
I haven't seen it.
For now, it's in theaters.
I have not seen it, and I just went and saw Jurassic Park 3D.
How was that?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Please,
it had its cheesy moments.
As
it was the last movie of the entire collection
of the last three.
of the connect
Star,
of the
Star-Lord trilogy
of all of Jurassic Park. It was the last of them, period, from what how they're kind of promoting it.
Gotcha.
So they have like callbacks from the very first Jurassic Park. I don't want to spoil it for you. Do you remember the fat guy from Jurassic Park
who he got his face melted by a lizard and
lizard
then
dinosaur
that
kind of opened up and just spit on his face. So they have a callback to that in the movie.
Okay.
The
grand collector is there.
No.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Life finds a
way.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking when you say grand collector, I'm thinking the old guy.
Oh yeah, no one cares about him.
No,
Samuel Jackson get eaten again?
Samuel Jackson was not in the movie.
Oh damn.
He can't get eaten twice in the same story.
I mean, Deep Blue Sea and Jurassic Park 2 came out around the same time, you know.
Was he in that?
Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he
was like standing in front of an aquarium. It was like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
I remember
and then the shark came up and ate his ass. And then they were like, well, damn, never mind.
Yeah, no. So they have a bunch of callbacks. One thing I didn't like. Do you want me to spoil it? I don't want to spoil it. All right. So the one callback, which was I liked. But I'm sure most people wouldn't catch it unless you watch the very first one. There is a shaving cream bottle. And if you remember, that's how they were stealing the DNA in the shaving cream bottle.
Yeah.
They would put it in the bottom. So there was a shaving cream bottle, and the main villain of the movie picks it up. And that tells you right then how he's going to die. He's going to die the same way as the fat dude in the first one.
Trying to steal the
stuff because remember he drops the shaving cream bottle, it rolls down the river, he goes and picks it up, and then that's when he encounters the dinosaur that has the that's when he encounters that. So when he picks up this shaving cream bottle, it kind of like triggers you, okay, yeah, he's gonna die the exact same way, and he did.
It was the same spitting lizard.
It was more of the same. It wasn't just one, it was a couple.
Oh my god,
I think it was three, and they just had a
they spat on him.
They spat all over him and just ate his ass up.
God.
And in every movie, they have the Tyrannosaurus Rex who
versus
whatever new dinosaur they created, and he still kind of beats them, right? And then he does the same thing under the moon. He does the little roar where they show the scene of the moon behind him, and he roars.
And roll the credits.
Yeah. This time, he had a partner. He had a tag team type of situation because he couldn't beat the dinosaur.
Oh, it was a super dinosaur. The T-Rex couldn't beat the super dinosaur?
He couldn't beat the dinosaur.
Was it blue?
It was not blue. Blue was in it. But the dinosaur was from a different time frame than the T-Rex.
So
the T-Rex was
more prehistoric?
I think he was... I don't remember. I don't know if he was after or before the T-Rex.
Right, right.
But they weren't alive at the same time.
Gotcha.
So the T-Rex was supposed to be like the top of the food chain when he was alive. But this other dinosaur was much bigger than the T-Rex and was the top of the food chain when he was alive. So with them both being alive at the same time, clearly they bumped heads. Like, it was not like a we can both survive in this together type of deal.
Nah.
So
one of us,
only one of us will survive. And you thought that the T-Rex dies at one point.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like he beat his ass.
I need to
go see
this.
He beat his ass pretty bad. It was a good movie, especially in 3D. Go see it in 3D. Go see it in 3D.
I'm already wearing glasses. Then I gotta put the exactly.
Yeah,
I gotta contacts. Put those weird frames.
Get contacts.
I like my glasses.
The whole edit. it was a good movie. It was a good movie, a little cheesy at times, but it was warranted. I mean, it's Jurassic Park.
And so Jurassic Park fan service.
Say again.
Fan service. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey guys, remember this?
Yeah, yeah.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah, they had to do a little bit of fan service throughout the movie just to kind of bring it all, connect it all back together. They had, I don't remember the characters' names, and I probably should. If you remember the two kids,
yeah,
they were with a guy, older guy.
Yeah,
he's back in it, and so is his love interest.
Life finds a way. Gotcha.
Not life finds a way. He was in it, of course.
Yeah.
But the other guy who was like helping the kids.
Star-Lord.
No, it wasn't
Chris
Pratt.
He was Blues
oh,
trainer.
Oh, yeah, no. Chris Pratt is in it. Sure. Yes, yes. That's not who I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about the very first movie.
Oh, that guy.
The
gray.
Two kids.
Gray hair?
He has gray hair now. I don't think he had, I think he had like blonde hair then.
Brown
or blonde, I don't know. But him and his love interest are in this movie, and they're old people, and they're kind of like just touring the area, and then they like start spying on shit and sneaking the rooms they shouldn't get into. It's pretty good. The movie, the storyline is good. The movie is good. It's entertaining. I like they have little callbacks here and there. It was a little cheesy at points, but it was warranted because of...
For fan service.
It was warranted. Like, you see it, and you're like, oh, that's cheesy, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good movie. I recommend it.
All right.
I recommend it. I saw it got bad reviews, but I do recommend it. It was a good movie.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything is in between. This has been your host, Roscoe, with the producer. And producer.
Yes. Leave your powers. No, not leave your powers at the door. Remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
Producer. Thank you.